Elbow your neighbor. Say, get that attitude right. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Because watch this now. Let me tell you something. Your attitude, while your realities are fixed, what your attitude does, Tyler, is your attitude colors how you see your reality. Did you hear that? That your realities are fixed. That they are, it is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It is what it is. But your attitude colors how you see what's happening to you. And the right attitude will keep you in faith. The right attitude will keep you hopeful. And the right attitude will keep you believing that all things are possible despite what I see. Let me teach for a little moment. Because you can be in a bad situation with a good attitude and come out victorious. Conversely, you can be in a good situation with a bad attitude and experience hell. That's why when you face life's trouble, you got to say, Lord, give me the right attitude. Because the attitude that I have is going to determine whether I come back or not. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to come back. You got to come back. To tell them you got to work on that attitude. You got to stop being so negative. You got to stop seeing the glass half empty and start seeing it half full. You got to have a comeback attitude. Because watch this now. God never buries us in life's problems. Watch this, coach. God never buries us in life's problems. He plants us in life problems. Did you get that? No. You're not buried under the circumstance. You're planted in the circumstance. I'm going to say that again. I failed elite test too. I understand. You're not buried in those problems. You are planted in those problems. I didn't realize. Yeah, this is anointing right here. You're not buried in that financial mess. You are planted in that financial mess. You're not buried under those relational issues. You're planted in that. And the difference between what's buried and what's planted boils down to the expectation of what's going to happen next. See, because if you see yourself as being buried under this stuff, what happens with buried stuff is it dies or it's dead. But if you say, nope, I'm planted in this, that means I'm not going to stay here because my attitude is I'm going to come back from this. See, what you have to know is that watch this, when you're under all of these circumstances, who am I preaching to in this house tonight? When you're under all of those circumstances, what you have to tell yourself is that a seed of the Almighty God is on the inside of me. And even though I feel like I'm being buried, I'm not buried, I'm planted for a comeback. And when I come back, I'm going to be different than when I got planted. I'm almost done. That's what that means, Danny, that when God plants you in circumstance, what he's saying is when I plant you, you're going to be different when you come back than when you got planted in it. And there's somebody right now, you are mired in the mess of life, but God says when you come out of this, you're not going to be the same as when you got put in it, because he put you in it with a purpose. He planted you with a plan. But your attitude. I remember a few days ago, after Saints won the Super Bowl, they were interviewing Drew Brees, and they said, Drew, man, you know y'all made it to the pinnacle of success in the NFL. You've won the Super Bowl, the greatest title, the greatest team in the world. He says, yeah, you know, even in those years when we was losing, when we weren't making the playoffs, when we were the laughing stock of the league. Even when Katrina came and destroyed our home and we had to play in Baton Rouge and had to play in San Antonio, he says, we knew we were a good team. He says, it was just going to take some time for greatness to develop on the inside of us. See, when you are planted in life circumstances, you got to still know I'm good. That something is going to come out of this for me. Because watch this now, let me help you. Everything in the kingdom of God operates on a seed. Yeah, some of you missed it just a moment ago. You thought I was trying to get some money from you. No, I was trying to get you to plant a seed. Because whenever you plant it, it's going to come back different than when you plant it. That's another sermon. I'm not going to deal with that. See, it's only after a seed has been planted that the process of germination and development can take place. It's only after the seed has been planted that the outer shell breaks away and the new growth can spring forth, giving stronger roots and blossoming to produce greater fruits. See, as long as a seed is on a shelf, it'll stay packed with the potential, but it won't have the process to produce the fruit. When a seed is planted, it goes through a dark season. It goes through a lonely season. It goes through an uncomfortable season. Well, watch this. Look at the life of a seed. Look at that. That when a seed is planted, it goes through darkness. I can't see how. There's somebody in this room right now, you saying, I don't see how this going to work out because you so far in the dirt. It's dark. It's lonely that it feels like I'm in it all by myself. It's uncomfortable because when a seed is in the ground, other people walk on top of it. I wish y'all was getting this revelation that people don't even know. They discount the fact that you don't even know in a few weeks a tree is going to be here, but you walking all on top of me, disrespecting me, because when you in the ground, people walk on top of you. But look at your neighbor, say they ain't going to be walking on top of me forever because something is happening while I'm in the ground. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mike Jones said, back then you didn't want me, but now you're all on me. Yeah, when I was in the ground, you didn't want nothing to do with me, but now I got my... Don't y'all make me go down here. That, watch this now, that is dark. It's lonely. I'm speaking to your dream right now. It's uncomfortable. I can't see how. And there's some of you, 2010 has been a planning year for you. It's dark. I'm lonely. I don't feel like nobody relate to what I'm going through. And it's uncomfortable, man. I can't get used to this. You know why? Because you wasn't designed to live underground. That's why you just can't get used to the fact that this ain't right for me. And some of you working on jobs that's uncomfortable for you, but that job is just to produce something greater on the end. Don't get comfortable because greatness is about to break forth. See, it's in these seasons. Watch this now. It's in these seasons when you are underground, when you're lonely, when you're in darkness, when you're uncomfortable. It's in these seasons that the supernatural take place. The supernatural in the life of a seed does not take place above ground. Because the process of germination for a seed is that it has to be introduced to do two D's, dirt and darkness. And when the seed experiences dirt and darkness successfully, growth can take place. See, and so no matter what comes against you in life. You have to remind yourself of this process that I'm planted, I'm not buried. Golly, because some of y'all got a lot of stuff on top of you. Won't you lift your hands right now and let that devil know I'm planted, but I'm not buried. No, no, you saying that too cute. All churches, say it, you at home, say it. I'm planted, but I'm not buried. I'm dealing with this sickness, but I'm planted, I'm not buried. Oh, come on now. I'm by myself right now, but I'm planted, I'm not buried. I'm trying to walk with God, and it's hard, but I'm planted, I'm not buried. See, what happens is, what the seed must do underground is the seed must shake the dirt off. And when the seed keeps shaking the dirt off, as long as you could just keep on shaking the dirt off, you're growing your way to the top. But the people that don't have the ability to shake the dirt off, you're going to stay underground. Oh, I don't know who that's for right now, but God is saying you got to shake the dirt of bitterness off of you. You got to shake the dirt of self-pity off of you. You got to stop passing out invitations to your pity party and say, no, baby, I'm not buried. I'm planted, and I'm on my way back. Shake off them negative thoughts. Shake off that low self-esteem. Because, watch this, the seed, as long as he can just keep shaking the dirt off, the seed is making its way to the top. Tell somebody right now, say, I'm buried, I'm not planted. Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm planted, I'm not buried. Thank you. Just checking, make sure. Say it again. I'm planted, not buried. That's an attitude. Watch this. Luke chapter number 13 in these next 12 minutes. Luke chapter number 13 is so very important because Jesus here is teaching with one of the most powerful teaching techniques known to man. For all my educators who are in here today. He's using this teaching technique of teaching with a parable. Everybody say a parable. Yeah, it's an age-old teaching technique. It's when you take something they can understand to explain to them the complexities and the difficulties of what they can't understand. You understand? It's an age-old teaching technique. And I know we got Montessori now and all these different teaching techniques, but it's a parable. Everybody say a parable. The greatest thing going in Jerusalem at the time. A parable. And what he's trying to convey is a truth to them about the right attitude towards their position with him. This parable, what it does is it highlights two totally different attitudes about the same problem. It's the same problem, but it's two different perspectives. It's the same problem, but one person sees one thing and another person sees something else. It's the same problem, and one person is frustrated, agitated, and annoyed. And the other person is optimistic, hopeful, and faithful. It's two people, but it's the same problem. Because in life, all of us have really the same problem. But what determines how you deal with your problem is the attitude that you have. And so Jesus, so very thoroughly, what he's saying is these two attitudes are always going to be competing for one another, and it's going to determine the level of victory in your life. These two attitudes. Am I going to get agitated, frustrated, and annoyed? Or am I going to be optimistic, hopeful, and faithful? Because there's somebody in here right now, you dealing with the same problem that your neighbor dealing with, but your neighbor is frustrated, agitated, and annoyed. But somebody else is optimistic, hopeful, and faithful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these two people looking at this same tree of barrenness is saying this year has been hell. This year has been none productive. I said, it's going to make sense. And nothing in it is going right for me. Somebody else is saying, I must be growing because I've endured all this hell. And I know last year I would have died under this hell, but I'm still here. God, see, watch this. The one person thinks God is going to kill him. The other person say, God, you must be bringing me to something that you've allowed me to survive all of this. Let me give you a side note, S-N colon, because watch this. The only way you get stronger is with pressure and resistance. And so sometimes God will put some pressure and resistance on you because he wants to build your faith. So Jesus is painting this picture. And the Bible says the owner of a vineyard, watch this now, he plants a fig tree. What did he plant? He planted the fig tree, Mary, for the purpose of gaining figs. He didn't plant the fig tree so he can have shade. He didn't plant the fig tree to beautify his vineyard, per se. He planted the fig tree so that he can receive figs from the fig tree. And let me just give you the theoretical implications to this passage, because theologically what he's saying is, you are the tree. And he says, I planted you in this earth that you shall go forth, John 15, and you shall bear fruit. Watch this. I put you in the dirt. I put you in the circumstance so that one day what was in you is going to come out of you, and then I'm going to be able to get the fruit of glory out of your life. But the Bible says this man is getting frustrated because the purpose that he intended for this fig tree is not coming to pass. Can I tell you that God put the church in the earth? I'm teaching my next week lesson now. But he puts the church in the earth so that hungry people can get fed from our lives. And what frustrates God is when he do all that he does for you and you fail to let people know that he did it, that he can't get no fruit off of your life. Come back next week. That's going to bless you. And so what happened is now, the man is frustrated, he's agitated, and he's annoyed. And see, there's nothing that can agitate you more than knowing you should be somewhere and not seeing productivity in your life. Now, I know to some of y'all that don't matter, but to those of us who have a vision, to those of us who see something for our family and see something for your career and see something for your walk with God, what frustrates you is you say, God, by now I should have seen some productivity from my actions. But then Jesus, watch how he teaches this. I love my Jesus. He says, watch this. He contrasts this by saying there's another man who is the keeper of the vineyard. He's the keeper of the vineyard. And the Bible says he don't see it like the owner sees it. You know why? Because if you're going to have a comeback attitude, number one, you have to see what others can't see. And yeah, that's it. Because the keeper of the tree had a different attitude than the owner, because the keeper knew something about fig tree that the owner didn't know. Because the keeper says, just because you don't see progress above ground, don't mean that there's not progress going on below ground. Because sometimes your progress can be unnoticed to those who only see things that are above ground. Oh, but when you have a comeback attitude, I don't just see what's above ground, but I see what God is doing in the spirit, and so I don't get weary in well doing because I know that I see something. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody and say, I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it. And really, that's what's frustrating some of you, is because you done seen too much. And that's why you can't get comfortable with mediocrity. That's why you can't get comfortable with lazy people, is because God has shown you something, and now lazy and mediocre people agitate you because I done seen too much. See, the wrong attitude can make you think something is dead when it's just delayed. The wrong attitude.